Gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 442. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who is also a man, Wombat.
I am a man who's a man.
I don't know. I had something good to say, but I forgot what I was going to say right before we started recording.
I don't know.
Wasn't that good, though. How you doing, Shipwreck?
Also a man.
Still a man.
Still
never stop being a man.
No. I don't know. I sleep. You never know what's going on in your sleep, really. So,
I don't change gender, at least not physically in my sleep.
You don't know.
I guess not. That's true. I need to ask my wife.
Does she just sit there and watch you sleep the whole night?
Yeah, doesn't your wife?
It's a pretty disturbing conversation. On a lot of different levels. I want to bail on it as soon as possible. I'm pulling the eject lever. So welcome to the show, everybody. A lot of stuff in the news lately. I think we have a lot of things to talk about. Some new releases that we've actually been playing. And nothing creepy at all was going on. Hey, I did something cool that was also actually a little creepy. Did you ever do one of these challenge rooms?
No, you didn't invite me.
Well, I don't think you want to do this one, but I think I have a good one that we could do together. Like if you want to do like a family one.
Okay.
So you know what they are though, right?
Yes. There's a Race to Escape is the show that has one.
It's a what?
There's a TV show about people doing this.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
A reality show. It's on the Science Channel.
Got it. In case you don't know what this is, you basically go to a room that has a bunch of... There's a bunch of clues in there and lock boxes, and you're basically solving clues to unlock boxes to get more clues to unlock more boxes, and there's themes around them. Some of them are adults only, like very scary. There was one option that you could – it was basically like Saw. you're handcuffed to something, and like the killer's coming to get you in an hour, and you have to get free. But we did this with Ty, so we didn't do that one. We did the virus. You're doing a lab test, and you get infected with a virus, and you have to find the antidote and escape the lab in an hour. It was pretty... I think Shipwreck would really like it. Shipwreck could probably have a good chance at actually finishing one of these.
They have a lot of those around here. I've never actually done one, but
I think you would like it. Your wife could probably come close to finishing it. I feel we didn't come that close, but
you didn't get out?
No, it's a lot, and I thought like for a second I thought we were close, and then I realized there was a whole nother room. You open into a whole nother room, and you have to go through that room too. So we weren't really close at all, but we did unlock a lot of stuff. So. And the guy said we got farther than most people got. So that made...
I'm sure he doesn't tell anyone else.
Come back. Try again.
No, they told us how to do it all. Yeah.
You guys did really good. You should come back and try again.
No, they told us all the answers. They asked if we wanted to know the answers. But they have one where it's like you're locked in a bakery after a cooking TV show, and you have to try to get out. That's more of a family-friendly one. So that place was called Challenge Rooms, and it was in Queens. It was pretty cool.
Oh, cool. I was at Takapusha while you were doing that.
Oh, I like that. Or Escape Challenge Rooms or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like Takapusha, it's called.
Takapusha.
Pusha sounds weird to me.
Well, I'm just saying that's what they call it. That's what I call it. They did a live animal show.
Oh. What kind of animals cool. they got?
They brought out an owl.
Right.
And some lizards. And a red-tailed hawk they had, like, just walking around, and snakes and some other stuff. I'm trying to remember. But, yeah, it was a good time.
That sounds good. I got to check that place out again, just like the old days.
Yeah, and then we went for a hike because the snowdrop flower is out? And it only blooms for, like, 2 weeks a year. So you get to go and see this special flower.
Sounds pretty manly.
It was very masculine. And we had a good time. The kids were there. I mean, we thought we'd be there for like an hour, and we wound up being there for like 4 hours. So, and it's tiny. For those who don't, no one knows what Takapusha is. It's like a little preserve hiking trail.
Budget museum.
And
right.
And a very small museum. And it usually only is like an hour and a half of your day. But this took a long time. And they're redoing it. It should be ready by like the end of April. So
excellent.
Yeah. We should go. They're doing like an Earth Day. It's April 22nd.
Sweet.
That's, yes. You're putting a hard sell on that.
It's a grand reopening. Well,
we should go. Earth Day is coming.
Oh, you know
up.
How much I love Earth Day. I just can't. You know, me and Earth Day, we're like, I never miss an Earth Day.
I know I'm going to be there.
I plan my Earth Days out like 2 years in advance. I have to know what's going on. I've already had plans, actually.
It's on the calendar. It's on the show calendar.
I'm going
to
pencil you in for Earth Day 2019, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. You're maybe, if this other one falls through.
The playground will be ready by then.
How about some show feedback?
Sure. Duck in a Pond has to say, it's really crazy to think that E3 as we know it may be on its way out. It's also remarkable to think how many things in the gaming industry that CAG has outlasted. With so many websites and countless studios going out of business, seeing CAG survive all these years unchanged is refreshing. I'm sure the fact that CAG has basically no staff helps, but lasting more than a decade in gaming seems more and more like an accomplishment these days. So achievement unlocked, GPD.
I don't need these types of fluff pieces here in our show.
Well, I was only bringing it up because Disney backed out of E3 this week.
I didn't put that in there, just so you know. I didn't even look at that.
Oh, they did? I didn't hear that.
Yep.
Yeah, that was later this, like a couple of days ago.
That hall is going to be so empty.
Yeah.
Well, because Disney announced that they're not coming out with a new Infinity game this year. So,
but they're going to have play sets.
Right. But they,
well, yeah, but that's all they had at their booth was Disney Infinity.
Yeah, they could show the new playsets and new characters.
That's a lot of money.
How many people are, yeah.
That, I'm just saying.
Everybody's sold who's going to that thing. They're already buying all that
and
shit.
They're not having any trouble getting their stuff into retail outlets. So,
right.
So that exhibit hall is Warner Brothers.
Is Warner Brothers still going?
And
why do I feel like they're not
and
going?
And Ubisoft? I don't know why you think Warner Brothers isn't going.
I feel like they're not, but I could be wrong.
You're wrong.
I would say you're wrong about that. Like, if Warner Brothers is in that hall, there's nothing besides them. Like, Ubisoft and Warner Brothers are the only two big ones left in that hall.
Crazy.
There's going to be a lot of headphones in that hall. A lot of accessories. Booths.
Oh, exciting.
That Pro versus Joe booth is going to be huge.
It's going to be a great obstacle course this year. It's going to go across the entire hall, I think.
Oh, man. Yeah, E3.
It's, yeah, as of February 26th, Warner Brothers was still on the list. So
they have so much going. It makes sense for them to just show stuff. I mean, they have a full catalog, the same as Ubisoft has a full catalog. These other companies, besides, like, EA, I guess, they don't really have that much. Like, Activision, they'd already been paring back to where they were only showing their big three, maybe four games every time.
Well, Activision had those theaters. They got rid of complete, they didn't have any, like, stations, right? It was all theaters and big screens.
Yeah, there might have been a couple of stations down, like, with the Skylanders area or something.
Right,
but
right.
I think they had the last time
and
I was
like Guitar there, Hero. They had a couple things. It was different though last year, Wombat, than it was when the last time you were there.
They had the stadiums though too, the theaters, Death Theaters.
Oh, that they had the best theater ever a couple of E3s ago.
The one with where we saw Destiny.
Well, you saw Destiny, and I saw Call of Duty.
Something else.
Call of Duty with like 1,000 watts of subwoofers underneath the seats. What else we got here? Show feedback.
Oh, did you hear, by the way, your, what is it? Your super theaters, whatever they're called.
4DX.
Yeah. The first movie that they're going to show on it in Manhattan is going to be Superman, Batman.
That's some feedback in the CAG bag, actually. Somebody wrote that in to let us know. Yeah. I would like to see that.
I meant to tell you that.
That would be good. See, that's what you need for a movie like that. Because if it's going to be really dumb, you're going to start to think how stupid it is that there's soldiers with the Superman's logo on them. And then the seats are going to start shaking and wind's going to be blowing in your ear. You're going to forget that it's dumb.
God, I hope Blast Action Batman is in there.
You mean the one with the trench coat?
The one with the trench coat and the old-timey aviator goggles?
Yeah, that's in the trailer.
He is in there?
Yep.
He wears that over his Batman
Yes, he
costume?
Does.
What's the point of the trench coat? He doesn't want to get it wet? Is it not waterproof?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie
cape,
yet.
Is his cape on... Is it underneath the trench coat or is it outside the trench coat?
Maybe the trench coat turns into a cape.
Why does he need a trench coat?
He really likes Inspector Gadget.
That's really in the movie.
Well, he is a detective. Maybe he's like going with his Columbo roots.
I don't know. That is weird.
And another thing, Clark Kent.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Frisky Tanuki has to say, VR doesn't preclude you from being able to have dinner with your family and enjoying their company. If you're not into VR, that's fine. Making up weird excuses scenarios for why it sucks doesn't really help matters. That was such a weird part of the show.
They're not weird excuses or scenarios. They're how I live my life at home with people around me. Like, this isn't... I'm not making up something.
Well, let's give us a scenario where you have... You're shipwreck, okay? You're you.
Okay.
And you bought VR, okay? Because, I don't know, you had a big gift card from Amazon or something, even though they don't sell it, whatever. So you got it, and you set it up, and now how could it cause a problem in your life?
How could it?
Yeah.
Is because anytime I'm wearing it, I'm ignoring my wife and kid.
So
his house is on fire and he has no idea.
Right.
So like your wife is making dinner maybe and she wants you to come and eat the dinner and she's calling you.
Or that, or she just wants to like
talk to you or see your face.
Like, yeah. Right.
She wants a little shipwreck time, if you know what I mean.
She wants to see like, you know, more than the bottom of your face.
Right. I mean, we like to do stuff together. I know when you're playing games, Cheapy, Shima's there on the couch watching you play. It's the same. Like,
right.
We like to be in the same room. We like to be like engaged in what the other one's doing for the most part.
Sure. That does make sense as a couple. Right.
I'm not making this stuff up. I'm just saying why it doesn't. It's got a hard sell in my household.
That's a normal scenario for anybody who's got a family. I would say, even if you're a child living in a with your parents, as of your parent, I don't know that I want you completely shut away playing some game.
Did you see that the recommended ages on these things are 12 or 13 years old now?
What were they before?
No, I mean, that's what they are. I didn't know.
Are you expecting it to be more? Or
No, I just hadn't really thought about what the age restriction or suggestion was on these.
Well, they never had any restrictions or suggestions on those old arcade games, right?
Maybe.
Pterodactyl. What was that Pterodactyl one called? Wombat, come on.
What now?
The Pterodactyl VR game? Arcade game?
Pterodactyl VR game?
Forget it.
I'm at a loss.
The old arcade game. That was a VR, the first VR arcade game. Okay, you're going to make me look it up?
Yes.
You suck. Anyway, I'll look it up and find out later. But yeah, those aren't weird scenarios. That's life for a lot of people. Anyway, let's do a Watch This, Bitches. I saw a really good movie. I rented a really good movie and watched it on my Galaxy View in bed. And for some reason, whenever I go to check the Google Play store, that's what they call their iTunes store. It's like, it's like, oh, you have, here's 75% off to rent any movie you want.
That was a sale that's going on currently.
But that's two times I went to watch a movie on Google Play, and both times I got a coupon.
So don't complain.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Stop complaining.
It's great.
Oh, people are giving me deals. It's so terrible.
It's great. So we rented Idiocracy. which is...
So, have you never seen it before?
I've never seen it before, no. I never even heard of it before, but it's been getting a lot of attention lately because...
You never heard of it before?
No.
It's a Mike Judge movie.
I don't...
It's been out for, 12 years?
I was in Japan or something. I don't know. I don't know every movie that comes out.
It's like a modern day cult classic.
Was it like a big movie when it came out? I doubt it.
It was advertised pretty well, but it was a flop at theaters.
In the theaters, and then it got really big on cable, but it's, 2006.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't have cable.
Oh,
and I was in Japan.
I just can't believe you never saw it.
I was in Japan.
Hadn't heard of it.
Anyway, so we watched it, and it was really funny and smart.
Ass the movie.
What's that?
Ass the movie? Isn't that what it's called? Ass? The movie within the movie that they go see?
I forget.
It's a commercial. Never mind.
It was really funny. I recommend that, especially if you can get 75% off on the Google Play Store.
Did you drink some Brando while you were watching it?
No, but I like the Starbucks, with extra foam, is that it? Mm-hmm. Or the gentleman's tax return at H&R Block. It's funny. You should watch. I don't want to give anything away because it's pretty smart for a movie.
The movie is a decade old.
But who cares, though?
You're past the limit.
I'm surprised a lot of the jokes still hold up. I haven't seen it in so long.
It holds up.
It still holds up. It was on cable not that long ago. I watched
it. Makes a lot of sense. The scenario is completely believable.
President Camacho.
Yeah, he's great.
Mm-hmm. Everyone in that movie is great.
Yeah.
I like Dax Shepard in that movie.
He was also great.
Mm-hmm.
So Idiocracy. I recommend that one. And Mrs. Chibi liked it too.
Can't believe you saw that for the first time. That's weird.
It's weird.
I guess not. If you say
I don't have cable either.
Well, I saw Spy.
I see. I already saw that. How come we didn't see that already? Blah, blah, blah.
That movie came out this year.
I know.
Well, within the last 12 months.
It was pretty funny.
That is a funny movie. I enjoyed that movie. I recommend it. It's on HBO Go now, if you have HBO Go.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I watched Pixels again.
I'm sorry.
Mrs. Shipwreck hadn't seen it, and it was on, I don't know, Encore, Stars.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's on one of those now?
One of those.
What did she think of it?
We got done watching it, and...
she thought it was horrible.
Yeah, she's like, so why did they make that?
Was she confused on trying to figure out if Josh Gad is having sex with Qbert?
No, that's very clear.
Yeah, he's boning Qbert.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Qbert's the best part in that whole movie.
Mm-hmm. It should have just been a Qbert movie.
It should have. But I don't know. She basically was just trying to figure out who the intended audience was for it.
You.
And 11-year-old boys.
Well, that was the thing. That's what I said. It was like, well, it's for 11 or 12 year old boys. And she's like, but they don't know those games that it's referencing.
Right. They wouldn't care. Why would they care about Donkey Kong? They care about Minecraft.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I'll watch it one day. Maybe.
Wait, you haven't seen Pixels yet?
No. Why would I?
He'll see it. He'll see it in 10 years. And then he'll talk about this movie you just heard about.
I thought you had seen it already.
I don't think Pixels is ever going to become politically relevant, so.
You say that now, but wait until the aliens invade and they look like old video games.
I bet you and Ty would enjoy watching Pixels together.
Isn't it a little, too many penis jokes for Ty?
No. No, it's not at all.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah. There's no jokes.
No, but seriously, though.
That's funny.
No, I'm serious.
It's fine for Ty?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine. It's okay. He could see it.
Okay.
It was funny. I was just thinking about this today. I saw Ghostbusters in the theater when I was my daughter's age.
And I don't know if I would let her watch that movie. Ghostbusters is a lot more risque than
that's
Pixels.
What I mean.
Yeah.
My father took me to see Ghostbusters in the theater when I was 7.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Well... So there's like a pants getting unbuckled in that and from a ghost, and that's about it. And scary monsters.
And the library scene.
It's pretty scary. Yeah, it's pretty scary.
There's some sexual overtones in that movie throughout. There was a lot I didn't get until much later.
All right, what's more disturbing? Going to see Ghostbusters when you're how old, did you say?
7.
Okay, how about seeing Time Bandits when you're, that came out in 81. So yes. I was 8.
That's not so bad.
No? Do you remember what happens at the end of the movie?
I remember the building crushes a dude.
No, it was pretty. I still remember like sitting in the car ride home from that movie thinking like, oh, was I really supposed to see that? That seemed a little dark.
I think that movie was sold as a kid's movie though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. He has like those horrible parents.
Yep.
Horrible family and
what? John Cleese plays Robin Hood.
I don't know. That's a good movie. It's an awesome movie. I think it really opened my mind to movies.
No, it's crazy what my parents took me to see in the theater. You know, I remember just even Back to the Future, seeing that in the theater.
Right. Well, that's okay. What happens in that?
There's a lot of shit in that movie.
Shit?
Like they say the word shit a lot. Oh,
who cares?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh.
What else we got here?
I was 8.
That seems fine.
Right. I think, yeah, Back to the Future. What the? They talk about going to like Make Out Point or something, right? I think you can handle Make Out Point.
I mean, it's not Porky's, I'm saying.
Right.
I saw that when I was 3.
Right. You were in the movie, actually.
I played Porky in Porky's, the little known fact.
All right, let's do new releases before
we
get somebody arrested.
I picked up the Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess HD plus Wolf Link amiibo at retail.
Congratulations.
At retail.
Yeah. I'm just reading from the list.
Not
here.
From the warehouse.
Right.
Right.
That amiibo is fantastic. Like the quality on that thing is really nice. I was surprised. It's like almost twice as wide as most amiibo. I don't know. It's really nice looking.
Does it do anything in the game?
I have not played the game yet. Huh. So
any interest in playing that game again?
Yes, I think because I had it for Wii and I quickly tired of the waggle.
I finished that game on the Wii.
You're a better man than I
tried that.
That's all
one
I
too.
Could say. Yeah.
It was lame. Waggle.
I liked, favorite. Yeah, the waggle was lame. I liked the game itself. I remember my issue with the game being that the map wouldn't cross things off necessarily if you found stuff. Like you could find a chest, but if you didn't have enough room in your bag to hold the rupees that were in that chest, it wouldn't cross it off as being found. And that bothered me as much as the waggle did. So,
right. Didn't you have to steer the wolf with the Wiimote?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. I mean, whoa.
Right.
No,
so,
I don't like this. No, do not like.
So I'm thinking playing this with a normal controller.
Oh, yeah.
Will be nice.
I'm sure. It can't be worse.
All right. What else we got here this week?
Wombat picked up Tom Clancy's The Division.
Tom Clancy.
Mm-hmm. I had forgotten that was a Tom Clancy game.
I also did.
I believe it's only a Tom Clancy game in name. Like, there's no tie to anything Tom Clancy related.
Right.
So, I don't even know why it's called Tom Clancy's The Division.
Eh, why not?
Yeah.
It's got a certain weight to it.
I think also because it's all like... not reality based because it doesn't take place in any kind of scenario that would probably ever happen, but it's grounded in the sense that it's all people. There's no aliens and
right, right.
It's not science fiction-ish.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So how's the game?
I mean, I played 2 hours of it last night, and I noodled around for about 10 minutes tonight just because I wanted to grab my rewards out of the reward chest.
Did you block any doorways?
I did not.
How the much game... of the 2 hours was you standing in a line in the game?
Excuse me, sir. Can you move, please?
I read that just like you guys did, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I hope that's not how it is because that would suck. It wasn't really like that. There's definitely some hardcore jank in that game.
Yeah.
Like, if there's too many people in a room... people just turn into wireframes.
Sweet.
Like, you'll be standing there, and the guy next to you will be a red wireframe. And it's you feel like you're in the waiting room in Beetlejuice.
Yeah, that's how Tom Clancy prefers it, actually. In his novels, I remember the wireframes.
What happened to you? But, yeah. It's only like that though, really, in like the safe houses. When I was playing the game and doing some missions, it wasn't like that. At least it wasn't so bad. The first side mission I did, and this only happened at the very beginning, and I don't know if it's just the game catching up to itself or what. I would shoot a guy and fill him full of bullets, and his health bar would go down, and he would stand there still shooting me for like a good 2-3 seconds after that. And then without me having to shoot him, he would just fall down dead. Like there was a delay in me killing the guy right. and the guy actually dying.
Tom Clancy's The Delay. No, I don't. They got to work out the servers. It usually takes them a while to figure that out.
I read too that it takes a lot of bullets to take down a guy.
Some guys take it's weird. Yeah, some people. It seems like it's a little excessive with the sponginess.
Like if I have to unload more than one clip into a guy, it's too much. Is that
and yeah,
what's
you're gonna
here?
Need to do that even with a headshot. Like I was like, oh, I'll hide behind a thing because the cover system is fairly decent, and I'll lean over and I'll shoot the guy in the head, and I'm like, okay. Probably one bullet, but just to be safe, we'll do a three. Doesn't matter. It'll say headshot in the corner, but doesn't kill the guy. So, I don't know.
I couldn't bring myself to buy this, by the way. I thought about it.
The other weird bit of jank is there are guys with baseball bats that'll come running at you, and when they get really close and you try to shoot them, sometimes your gun will just go through them, so you're shooting behind them.
Sweet.
And then they hit you with the baseball bat and that kills you. So be careful.
So are you playing these? Is this like a Destiny type thing where there's these other people are playing the same mission as you are?
No, I didn't see anyone playing the same mission with me while I was playing the mission. I actually didn't even really see anyone out on the street. Only in the safe houses did I really see people.
I don't understand what this game is, I don't think.
Right, me neither.
It's supposed to be persistent, but again, it could just be where I was, there just wasn't anybody. Although there's apparently a lot of people. So, playing this game at any given time. When the game is, and in the 2 hours I played, I would say the weird jankiness might have made up 5 minutes of 2 hours plus. So in the rest of the time, the game is really great looking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Chelsea looks like Chelsea. It's really cool. I mean, to see Manhattan look like Manhattan, I've never seen a Manhattan like that in a game before.
Wow. Can you see Best Buy in there?
I haven't gotten past Penn Station yet.
Right.
Like Madison Square Garden and the post office.
They have that new food court in Penn Station?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I had lunch there yesterday.
There you go.
Penny? The Penny or something?
I don't remember where.
The Penny, I think it's called. You don't know that place? Uh-uh. It's right on the corner of Madison Square Garden, right outside.
I don't hang out outside Madison Square Garden on a weekday.
Well, you got to get some food or something, maybe.
Eh.
On the way home.
Eh. I don't eat.
What?
No, it was good. It's good. I need to give it more time. People seem to really be enjoying it, which is good to see. Because I bought it, so I hope it continues to be a good game. I'm very excited to go walk past my office and shoot it up in the game.
Right, right. I'm going to wait for you guys to work out all the bugs, and then maybe I'll think about buying it.
I just know that if it looks really good on the Xbox One, which is what I got it for, it probably looks ridiculous on the PC, although the PC is supposed to be the jankiest.
Or might not run.
Right. Yeah. I can't just invest the time in that now. It seems like a
Ubisoft games on PC launch week it's not exactly where you want to be.
But eventually it'll be like $10 and then you can get it.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. I can wait till even it's more expensive than that, but now it doesn't seem like a great time to jump in for me.
And if you want to play with me on the Xbox One, not you, but our listeners, just let me know. Because I'm like, I'm easy going.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean if they want to play with you? So
you could
they
do
have
missions.
Been doing that
you
mission?
Could do, yeah,
with
it's
you?
Like it's missions like think of like the Destiny missions where you could like go in with three guys and you do basically a self-contained mission.
Is there an end to this game?
I believe there is an end game.
How's the gameplay? What does it feel like? Like, how can you, like, what other game does it feel like? Does the shooting feel like? Does it feel like Rainbow Six?
Yeah, it's that kind of a game. You know, it's a third-person shooter with a cover system. Press A to lean up against the wall.
Ooh.
Hold one trigger to zoom in, hold another trigger to shoot.
I've seen that before.
It's nothing. It doesn't reinvent the wheel with that.
Right. All right. I can't get excited about it. I've thought about it. I've come to the online store pages many times and almost bought it, but
the cool thing about it that you would appreciate probably more so than Shipwreck is when you have a mission and they tell you where it is and you don't need to look at your map because you know how to walk there from where you are.
That is pretty cool.
Like when they're like, okay, you land in Chelsea, like you need to get over to the Penn Plaza post office. We'll mark it on your map for you. And I'm like, where am I? 18th Street? I got this.
Right. Manhattan's a grid. It's not that hard. Right. That's one good thing.
Yes. Yeah. For the most part, it is a grid. There are areas that are not gritty, but yes.
All right. What else we got here? Anything else?
That's pretty much it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing else. I mean, everything else is just eShop or virtual console type stuff. So.
Okay.
Pilot Wings.
Sweet. How about some Wombats news and stuff?
Sure. Well, we already talked about the game I was playing.
Well, we can talk about Coleco. We were talking about the Coleco Chameleon last week and how Coleco wanted to see the prototype within a week. And apparently they didn't like what they saw, and now they are no longer tied to the Chameleon.
Mm.
Nope, it is now just the Chameleon, not the Coleco Chameleon anymore.
Right.
I like Shipwreck's joke on the text today. How long is it before chameleons sue them?
That's a good joke.
I didn't write it.
Right. Good job, Ship.
Yep. Oh, also in shopping news, is that still on here somewhere?
Yeah, it's under Wombat's News and stuff.
Oh, okay, good. Apparently, Amazon Japan is now shipping games and consoles to North America. It's not 100% of the stuff, but if you add something to your cart and it allows you to do it, it works. That's how you can tell.
Cool.
Which is good. Yeah, that's great for imports. It's another reliable way to import stuff.
Nice.
So, yeah. It would be better if this had happened a decade ago, but maybe a decade, 15 years ago, it would have been huge news. But now it's like, you can play some booby games if you
right.
want.
Right. The games aren't exactly flying out of Japan recently. The quality titles. What else we got here?
I've been playing some of that PS4 Broforce now.
Yeah.
I like that game. I played a good chunk of it over the weekend.
Are you still playing that with your kids?
No.
Liar.
Liar. No, my son was watching, what was he watching? It doesn't matter. Pokio? Pokio. He's into Pokio lately.
Pornography is what
he was watching. Pornography in the other room. It was just me and him in the house because Sabrina was working on her science project at a friend's house.
Pipe bombs.
So he was watching a movie and I was playing Broforce, but whenever I would unlock a character and it gets really loud and it says like, you know, Broberham Lincoln or whatever it is, he would run out of the room and go, "Who'd you get?" As if he knows, as if it means anything to him.
Oh, that's Bruce Willis.
I'm like, oh, I got Brohard. I don't know what that is. Why would you?
Yeah.
Robocop.
Yeah, I played the shit out of that game on PC.
There's that annoying little glitch in the PS4 version where like 2 seconds into every level, your character, like your controller, is just unresponsive.
I noticed. Okay, so I'm glad you brought it up because I honestly thought, A, it was either me or an intentional thing in the game. So you're saying that's not how it should be?
No, that was not in the PC version.
Okay.
So yeah, it's like you start playing the level and then like almost immediately, like enough that you could start moving, but then almost immediately everything becomes non-responsive.
Yeah, you just stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoops.
I'm not crazy. I appreciate not being crazy.
And they put out a patch, and the patch did not fix that specific thing. So, I mean, it's not a big deal, but it's annoying that it happens 100% of the time.
Who's your favorite character in the game?
I think, is it the Universal Soldier guy?
Oh, I don't think I've unlocked him yet.
Yeah, I think his gun's pretty good. Like, or is it the Time Cop guy? Whichever one, they have a really good gun and they can slow down time. So it might be Time Cop.
I like the Judge Dredd one.
Mm-hmm.
He's good.
With the homing bullets?
Yes, homing bullets.
Yeah, I'm just about done with the campaign on this now. But yeah, fun little game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
And I'm almost finished. I'm on the last boss of the Gauntlet on PS4 as well.
Nice. Yeah, I should play that one at some point.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think they could have maybe lowered the cost on all the upgrades, because it seems like you're just playing a lot of levels, like holding on to money to upgrade something. And then if you don't like your upgrade, you're like, I don't know, play another 6 levels before you upgrade something else.
Right.
So, I don't know.
All right.
Not well thought out, you're saying?
Yeah. It seems like the developers thought you were going to play it for 300 hours and you really only want to play it for like 5.
Right. You're supposed to play through it once and 90% of the people are never going to touch it again.
Yeah. Like if you look at the trophies, like just about all of them are ultra rare, because just the amount of time you'd have to invest to get them is just ridiculous.
Right, it's Gauntlet. It's not supposed to be a long-term thing. You're waiting for your pizza, you play some Gauntlet. What do we got here? Sony. Good news, guys. Everything is coming to PS4.
Everything?
Everything is coming.
I want a pizza with nothing.
It's coming. What is everything? I don't know what this is.
Oh, it's a game where you can play everything in the game. Like, everything in the game is playable. The birds, the people.
Okay. What's the game?
Ferns.
What's the game?
The ferns. I don't know what the game is.
Consciousness simulator?
Yeah. Like, they don't really show
So there's no game.
There's no gameplay scene.
It's all been leading up to this. Everything in the indie world has culminated.
This is like the,
in everything.
The penultimate indie game.
Right. What if we make a game about nothing? About everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if we make a game about everything?
This is the Seinfeld game. It really is.
Right. That's probably what happened. Is, hey, let's make a Seinfeld game. Let's make a game about nothing. And they're like, nah, that's, no one's going to like that. Let's just make a game about everything.
Here's the quote from the developer on the PlayStation blog. Everything is a game about the things we see, their relationships, and their points of view. In this context, things are how we separate reality so we can understand it and talk about it with each other.
What?
I believe the original title for this game was nothing. Free on PS Plus.
It's nothing. All right. I don't know. It's weird. All right. Well, we'll see. When is that coming out?
Yeah. It's set
in the future.
Soon-ish.
In the future.
In the future. Yeah.
As soon as we finish it. Great. And what's this? Launch Party?
Yeah, it looks like they kind of rebranded their Spring Fever, their Summer of Arcade, if you will.
Right.
To this, now it's called Launch Party.
Sure.
It looks pretty good, though.
It's got Day of the Tentacles.
Games. Yeah, it's got the Day of the Tentacle remaster. It's got that Stories, the Path of Destinies game that looks cool. That's like an action RPG type of thing.
Oh, okay, with the animal in it. Did you play as like a fox or something?
There might be an animal in it. I don't know. There's probably animals in it. But I don't know. They've got 6 games. If you pre-order, you get 10% off. I just like the fact that they still do this stuff on PlayStation. They try to have events with games.
Right, they're trying.
They're
trying to get people to buy these indie games.
As opposed to the Xbox, where you don't even know what's coming
right.
out.
All right.
They need to fix that.
They should do something. Yeah. I agree. Nintendo So there was a rumor from like a Foxconn, you know, the super mega factory in China. They were having some investor report, and part of this report, some details came out saying that the Nintendo NX was supposed to launch this year, in the second half of this year. So, yeah, that would be good.
Sure.
We're ready. Everybody's ready. Everybody's sick of, of dealing with the Wii U. It's over. Come on. Get us excited again. Yeah, that would be great. Microsoft, there was some big news that Lionhead and Press Play are getting shut down. The two Microsoft-owned developers. Yeah, Press Play was making... What did they make?
They made Kalimba.
Yeah, they made Kalimba, and they made Max and the Curse of Brotherhood.
Oh, that was a good game. I finished that game.
Both of those games were good.
Yeah, Kalimba is a very good game, too.
Which one was that?
It's the little one with little totem poles. It's cute. It's a cute little puzzle platformer.
Yeah, it didn't have the greatest like graphical look to it, but...
It was clever, and my kids thought it was fun.
No, it was fun. It was tough.
But what about Lionhead?
Yeah, it was very hard. Lionhead is the bigger story. Right. That's why you start with Press Play and then you go to. Yeah, so Fable Legends is getting the old heave ho. They're not even going to release it.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't. It didn't need to be Fable. Like there was.
It's crazy that it's not coming out though at all.
It is weird having that game's been what playable. The game's been playable since 2014 minimally.
It's not coming out because that's the type of game where you really need a team supporting it as it's out. And
right.
They don't want to do, they just, there's no point probably. They wanted to shut it down.
I think that they saw that the market wasn't there. I don't think the market was ever there for this game.
No, it wasn't a great idea.
We've been saying that since the beginning. There's just no market for, you know, especially.
Are you wearing your Fable Legends t-shirt right now?
I am wearing my Fable. No, I'm not. I'm wearing a Star Wars t-shirt, but. Okay.
It was birthed at the time where those asynchronous multiplayer, that for 30 seconds where asynchronous multiplayer was the new hotness.
Yeah, when Evolve was you know, the big won every award at E3.
For some reason or another.
I still don't understand that.
So that's what happened. Yeah. That's why this game was born. And
this game wasn't even as good as that.
No, I mean, they just figured it was a much cheaper way to make a Fable game than actually making a traditional
the game people
game.
Wanted.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because I would have loved Fable 4.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I would still love a Fable 4. Well, it just wouldn't be made by Lionhead.
Yeah. Who's going to be who's going to be making that?
I don't know. Bizarre Creations.
Rare. Yeah, so that's...
It is sad that Fable just has
I know.
Gone
we
away.
Like Fable.
Fable right. 1 was... Fable 1 gets a bad rap because of the promises that were made that weren't fulfilled on, but it was still a great game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fable 2 was awesome.
Fable 2 is an amazing game. Fable 3 is a disaster, but it's still a Fable game. So.
What about Fable the Journey?
Yeah, I never played that one.
Is that the Kinect one?
That is the Kinect one.
Yeah, I skipped that one.
And then they came out with this thing. Are either of you guys in the beta?
No, I had no interest. I saw people playing it at E3, maybe you, and I was like, no thanks.
I played it at E3. I was in the beta. I played it a handful of times.
Yeah, you didn't like it. I remember.
No, even after all the updates they
made. There was another Fable game, too. The little cutesy yarn one.
Oh, yeah.
Fable Heroes?
That was a thing, wasn't it? That happen?
That, oh, definitely happened. Okay. It's where they had the little button eyes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like they shouldn't have made any of these, you know, fake Fable games. They were all seem to be big misses.
They all seem to go a route where, like, we're spending too much on developing Fable. So let's spend less, put out more Fables, and see if that's a more profitable way to work.
When what they should have done is had HD remakes of the first three Fable games and had Fable Legends just be the multiplayer component of this HD collection.
Yeah.
Because then people wouldn't have cared that much about the minutiae of this because it's not the reason why they're buying the package.
Oh, well. Sad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ryan Boland writes in and says, I know Wombat and Shipwreck have been playing a lot of Xbox One lately. How are they feeling about the interface updates? It seems to be getting slower and slower for me. Have you guys noticed anything like that?
Nope. I have been,
Are you in the preview?
Dressing up my avatar more.
Are you in the preview?
I am.
It's not slow? It's good?
I'm not seeing that it's slower.
Okay, good.
It's a little bit slower than it used to be, but I haven't had an issue with it too much. I know it takes a long time for it to load up all my games now because I have all of those Xbox 360 games on there as well.
Did you install all your Xbox 360 games?
What do you think?
That's a yes.
How big is your hard drive?
I've got a 2 terabyte.
What's a good price to pay for an external 2 terabyte?
$50.
For 2 terabytes?
2 terabytes, somewhere around $60, okay. I think.
I made the mistake of buying another 500 gigabyte hard drive thinking that was going to be enough. That was a mistake.
I agree.
I know. It's like, is there any, I'm sure I could look it up, like the easy way to transfer all the data from my current external hard drive to another external hard drive?
Just plug in another external hard drive.
Well, yeah, but then I won't have all the stuff that's on that hard drive.
Yeah, you will. Just leave them both plugged in.
Oh. Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
You're smarter than me.
Duh.
Forgot there's multiple USB ports.
Let's enter the wide world of PC. Instead of buying the Division, I bought the Culling, which was $13, I think, on Steam. Do you know what that is?
That's about the guy who voices Optimus Prime?
No. It's the Hunger Games. They made a game that's basically the Hunger Games. So you're in the big battle, and they drop you into this, you know, jungle environment, and you got to find weapons. And yeah, it's just like Battle Royale or the Hunger Games. And it's pretty damn fun, I got to say.
But you have no friends.
Well, you can play. There's a team version and a solo version. And also a version with just against bots.
So it's basically deathmatch, but with a, like, I don't know, novel premise?
Right, exactly. And it's cheap. It was, you know, like I said, it was like $12. But it's fun. It does build a lot of tension the way it, you know, there's a set time limit. I think it's 25 minutes and there's, you know, you find weapons. There's a little bit of crafting, but it's, you know, there's a tutorial that takes you through it and it's nothing that's difficult.
Can you fall in love with other players?
No, there's none of that. It's just killing, basically. There's an announcer that's very similar. I would call it like a Borderlands type style. Like a little over the top silly, which I'm not sure really works. I think maybe they should have gone more serious, but it is what it is. But yeah, it's running on the Unreal Engine and it looks pretty good. There's a little bit of jank to it still because it's early access, but it's fun and it's quick to get into and it's easy to learn. And I'm actually able to kill a few people. So far I got to give it a thumbs up, the Culling. And the price is right. They didn't go overboard on the price. It's pretty much a no-brainer at that price. And also I finished Superhot since the last show, and I wasn't totally in love with the ending, but it was decent. And that makes the second indie game that I finished this year so far. So, I'm patting myself on the back right now.
Congratulations for supporting the indie.
Thank you. Yes, I bought both of those games.
Great. Did you get a free bowl of granola with that too, you hippie?
No, they were good games. I like both of the games. Yeah. So go me.
You're the best.
Thank you. Let's do some CAG bag. Let's see. We already talked about this 4DX. That's
yes,
what
did.
I mentioned.
Thank you, Andrew Fast.
At Kansas Principal writes in and asks, what is the top pick for all-time favorite gaming controller from each of the esteemed CAGcast crew? Wombat, what's your favorite gaming controller of all time?
I mean, it's probably, you know, that I still think the 360 controller might have been a little bit better than the Xbox One controller, but I think it's just splitting hairs. But that's it for me. I like the triggers, and I like the lopsided thumbsticks.
And they didn't... I'm trying to think. They were pretty reliable. I don't remember them breaking.
Yeah, no, I... Nope.
The thumbsticks would get worn.
But that's about it.
But they would work. They would function fine. It would just... the mm-hmm. you know, the texture on the outside.
Yeah, the D-pad was the only thing that was...
Right.
Kind of substandard on that.
Which you didn't use very often.
No, there aren't many games that are D-pad reliant other than fighting games, but, you know, how many, what is it, two?
And you could use it
I use, like, the D-pad for, like Broforce, that type of stuff. Like, if it's only a 2D game, I will gravitate towards the D-pad.
See, I'm the opposite, but, you know, to each their own. How dare we?
And you could use it on PC. Mm-hmm. And it worked great, even wirelessly.
Yeah. No, it was a good, it was a very good revolutionary controller.
And the Xbox One controller is good, but the reliability seems pretty poor. You know, and the Elite at least seems to solve that problem at all, but it's $150.
I mean, the Elite is the answer to this, right?
But that's crazy. Well, to the question?
Yeah.
Yeah, the answer is probably the Elite, but I don't have one, so I can't get that as my answer.
I haven't used it enough to know if it's, you know, going to fall apart or not, like the normal Xbox One controllers do, but I would think not. And I did just pick up the wireless adapter for the PC, and it works pretty well. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're all in the same kind of game.
Not the Intellivision, like the 360 Intellivision controller.
Yeah, it was great.
Bally Astrocade.
Yep.
The Atari 2600 controller.
Right. Great. It's
the Jaguar.
Controller.
Controller.
Yeah, it was a wire, right? It was just like a, yeah. All right. What is this? At Younger Wombat writes in and asks, is Wombat still watching Gotham? And if he isn't, does he plan to catch up on the newest season?
I am not watching it. I don't think I'm going to catch up. It just feels like they want to make a Batman show, but since they can't use Batman, it's like all this dancing around, not having Batman on the show where they're changing things up too much. And so, no, I'm out. I'm out.
What if they
out.
Just put a guy in a trench coat?
They did, yeah. Well, I think Commissioner Gordon walks around in a trench coat. So,
are you watching?
Oh, we haven't talked about the new Commissioner Gordon.
That's right. J.K. Simmons is Commissioner Gordon. And
is that good for you?
That's fine. I have no problem with it. Okay. I'm not watching a Justice League movie to see Commissioner Gordon. That's the problem that we have right now, is that people act like Commissioner Gordon is a worthwhile character for this series, as opposed to Superman and Batman and Green Lantern, or whoever else they decide to throw in there. I'd be more interested to find out that Bawanda Beast is going to be in the Justice League movie.
What'd you call me?
I think we'd all be. Bawanda Beast.
Are you watching Legends of Tomorrow?
Yes.
Are you caught up on that?
Yes.
Is it good? Do you think it's good? I mean, I'm watching it too. I'm not sure that I...
I think that show has so many problems.
Here's my number one problem with it.
Okay, let's see if it's the same. So you go ahead.
How come? Why do they keep splitting up the guys that make up Firestorm?
Firestorm. And in the last episode, when they were literally standing next to each other going, how are we going to take out these
touch each other and kick everyone's ass?
How about you turn into a superhero that has unlimited power?
Right, and blast the fuck out of everybody.
Yeah. You have the ability to rearrange the molecules and things to make things whatever you want. Just do that.
Or blast them with radiation.
Or blast them with radiation. You know, give them like insta-cancer and watch them explode.
It's pretty much, you know, Firestorm is pretty much the best character on the show. And even, I really feel that even when they use these, even though he's a CG character, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, no, they did a good job. They did a good job. I agree.
I like the whole thing. It's like the young black guy and the old white guy, like that dynamic.
Although I think he's miscast, not because he's...
Which guy?
I just think he's the young guy.
Why? Too,
the young
too
black
young?
Guy. I think he's too small.
Oh, he's too short.
too short, you know, as a short guy, I could say, I think he's just a little too short, a little too small. Like, I don't buy him as a football player.
Right, right. I was going to say, yeah, he's supposed to be a football player. So, and, but yeah.
And I don't buy
that's,
it.
That was my, that's my thing. It's like, from the, at least last week's episode, the last one that we saw.
Oh, no, it was I was yelling at my TV.
Just become Firestorm.
Be Firestorm.
Don't separate these guys. Send them out together.
So stupid.
Right.
Like, really one of the stupidest things I've ever seen.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. We watch it waiting, because once in a while, they'll have some pretty cool CG fight scenes in there.
Uh-huh.
And you're waiting for those to happen, and sometimes they don't. Then you're like, oh, I just
wasted. I don't like the actor who plays Vandal Savage either. No. I feel like he's miscast.
Yeah.
I like Captain Cold. I don't like his partner, Heat Wave, whatever it is.
He's okay.
He's okay. It just doesn't do it for me. Like, to the point where it's like, okay, I get it. He doesn't want to be here. He does want to be here. I'm like, I don't know. They need to, like, they haven't figured it out.
Right.
I'm glad they got rid of Hawkman as fast as they did, because he was woefully miscast also. Again, just too small. It's like scrawny, big-headed Hawkman. Right,
that's the problem with Savage. He's too skinny. He needs to eat something.
He's too skinny, yeah. It's something about the cast. I don't know who the casting director is for this show, but I'm not a fan.
They get young
I'm
people.
Not a fan
they get people
of,
too young.
I don't like the Adam. I don't like Adam being not the Adam. They turned him into Iron Man, essentially.
Right.
And that's another one. It's, you know, he can shrink the suit down to where it's only about, you know, 4 inches, mm-hmm. and keep it in his pocket.
Right.
But he never does that.
They must run out of money, so they can't make all these.
I mean,
cool
he
CGs
was
CGs
when things. He was in the Russian prison.
Right.
I was like, why didn't he have his Adam costume in his pocket when they caught him? So he could have just turned into the Adam and flown away.
Yeah.
I think the character works better when he can actually kind of like shrink on command, essentially.
Sure.
And not need like this heavy suit thing.
Right.
Either they need to like work that in there or that. And I like Ray Palmer as a doctor also. I think having him not be a doctor and having him just be a genius, I think it misses something, especially when there's so many people that are injured and they're always in the med bay and they're like, what do we do? She's bleeding out of everything.
But the ship will fix her.
Yeah, exactly. How about I'm Dr. Ray Palmer. Right. I can fix her because I'm a doctor and I have confidence. No, not this. not this Ray Palmer. Oh, man. Legends of Tomorrow. Why do you stink so bad?
Oh, it's not that bad. It's not that good, though.
It's pretty terrible.
What else we got here? Here's a question from @can'tbeatm30. She says, I keep thinking VR would be great for arcades. At least it's cheaper, especially since a lot of games have short-term appeal. Would you go to a VR arcade, pay by the hour maybe, versus paying $600 for a headset? I think it's too early for home consumers.
I agree with this.
That's where you want to be doing this? You want to be doing this somewhere else's house, somebody else's spot?
Well, I think if you got like a group of friends together and you went out and wanted to play like EVR or EVE Valkyrie, whatever it's called now, that where they all link up together and you're playing what's essentially local multiplayer.
Sure.
Against each other. That's where this stuff could shine, I think, currently.
So, but what kind of arcade, like what, how does that, you know, what does that look like? You have,
what, you have rooms like a, with these
like
things.
A bunch of like small rooms and each one has its own PC in it and VR station. Sounds like a lot.
Yeah. You don't, you don't need small rooms for each VR station.
Okay.
But
so you got like, you know, 10 in
you just
room.
Have a room full of them. Yeah. 10 to
then
eight
you can't
room.
Get the vibe.
That's similar to how they did like those tank VR arcades before.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that would make a lot of sense for most people since they're not going to be buying a high end PC.
I think these will pop up because I think like some of these arcade, like we have the kind of a mom and pop Dave and Buster's type arcade here.
Okay.
We have Dave and Buster's as well, but sure. We have another one that it's like
it's in somebody's house.
No, it's in an old Kmart.
Okay. That sounds cool.
It's a completely gutted Kmart. It's got like a bar and everything in there. I mean, it's a legitimate thing, but like they have a room where it's giant projector screens and like consoles hooked up, and kids have like birthday parties and stuff. That's where I think this type of thing could go into a situation like that. And they have a room that has VR stuff in it.
Right. In an arcade, in an existing arcade, or maybe somebody opened up like something like those challenge rooms. They have like the VR rooms.
Yeah.
It could happen. Sure.
Right next to the glow in the dark putt putt.
Not just that, but then you have somebody who knows how to set it up for you and get it on your head properly and make sure, you know, that everything's working properly.
Running.
You don't have to really invest the time and money that it takes to operate this stuff.
Right. And I think you could recoup that investment fairly quickly if you could get people to come to it.
Hmm. Business idea? No. Wombat's VR headquarters located in his basement.
There you go. Perfect. Come on. Come on in, kids.
Let's
check out my basement.
Let's set up a thing on Fig. And I think people will be investing left and right.
Just call it a cafe. It's a VR cafe.
With craft beers, perhaps?
Ooh la la.
Yeah, I think craft beers can work.
And artisanal pizza?
This sounds fine.
I think we're in business.
I think we are.
Maybe Palmer Luckey can invest.
I don't know. He seems a little strapped.
All right. Is that it for our questions here? Did we get all these?
You're the one in charge. I don't know.
I think we got pretty much all these. All right. Well, let's thank everybody for listening and remind them to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. And what else? Wombat, did you do another Uninformed Opinions this week?
I did.
About, let me guess what it's about. Hepatitis.
It is about hepatitis.
I knew it. No, what's it about?
It is about, what did we talk about? Oh, the Ghostbusters trailer.
Oh, a whole episode about the Ghostbusters trailer?
Pretty much.
It's not a good trailer.
I liked it.
You did?
But you can listen to my show to hear more about that.
Oh, it's not a good trailer.
Okay.
It just looks like a typical Hollywood garbage movie. It has nothing to do with them being women in it. It makes no difference. It doesn't matter if there were monkeys delivering those lines. And plus, they give you a whole movie in the trailer.
Again, I watched Spy over the weekend, and it's all the same people. You know, writers, directors, star. And I like Spy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying the trailer wasn't good. The movie could be fine. I don't think it was a great trailer, but it was all right.
You're not a
Mrs. Cheapy didn't care for it. And she's the arbiter of good taste.
She's in your house.
She's an arbiter from Halo. All right.
I understand.
Shipwreck, anything to add?
You should still be reading The Vision. A new issue of that came out today, and it's still really good.
Okay. There it is. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bread's done.
Mrs. Garrett, you should see what we got at the record store. Three bombs.
I don't know that group. Are they punk rock?
No, it's not a musical group. Look here. Bong. 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 One for me, one for Natalie, and we brought one for you, too. Yeah. We're a three-bong family.
Girls, do you know what these are used for?
Sure. You put jelly beans in them. I'm going to put root beer in mine. It comes with a built-in straw.
I don't like to look a gift bong in the mouth, but why did you girls buy these?
Well, we figured if we couldn't be in the group, at least we'd have the same stuff.
You mean the girls in the group have these?
Well, I don't know about all of them, but I saw one in Tumpy's room.
Tumpy? Oh, girls, what people use these for is smoking marijuana.
Marijuana?
Oh, I could wring their necks. How could they sell this garbage to kids? There ought to be a law.
We didn't know what it was for.
Yeah, but I'm sure that the girls in the group did. Now, girls, not a word about this to anyone until we talk to Mr. Bradley.
There's gonna be trouble.